Welcome to Teachable Moments with your host, Amber Waters Porter. Prepare to enjoy conversations and practical discussions with biblical principles that inform, inspire, and lift your spirits to new heights. Listen weekly as you live in the moment and allow God to speak wisdom to your life. Now, find your moment with your host, Amber Waters Porter.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Teachable Moments. My name is Amber Waters Porter. I'm your host, and we are going to kick it off with an excellent, wonderful, wonderful, incredible story tonight. But, of course, before we kick off our story, and our guest tonight is Danita Allen, we're going to have our words of wisdom from Mama Says from Pastor Carolyn Porter. Are you there, Mom?
I certainly am. Good evening, Amber. It's my good pleasure to bless you with the word and your listeners. And the word in my spirit all day long is, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And so I just want to share this evening with you and your listening audience that we may go through this, that, and the other things. But God is aware. I like to put it this way. Whatever has gone wrong in our lives, the upsetment, whatever the disturbance, you've got to know that God is not sitting in heaven, biting his fingernails, twiddling his thumbs, trying to figure out, what am I going to do to get her or him out of this? He is a true and living God. He's omniscient in that he knows all things. He's omnipotent that he is all powerful. I want you to know, and he is omnipotent, all powerful. So whatever our situation may be, our frustration, it may be just a light thing, a light affliction, or it may be dark and grievous. He is the God that can change in our lives, deliver us, strengthen us, fortify us. He's the God that lifts us up over and out. He is immutable in that he changeth not. He can change our situation, yet he never changes himself. He is immutable. Well, what else can I say about our God, our Savior? He's omniscient in that he knows the plans that he has for our lives. He knows all things, the before, the after, the during, and he knows our escape route. There are many situations that come into our lives. We're ushered onto many pathways, some of contradiction, some of conflict, but our God is never confused. He knows the path that we take, and he's there to show us our way of escape. Never do we go through anything that the way of escape, no trials, no tribulations, that the way of escape is not before us. It may be hidden from view momentarily, but through fasting and praying and looking unto Jesus, our Savior, who is the author and finisher of our faith, he will bring us through with a smile on our face, clapping in our hands, dancing in our feet, and a testimony that, oh, look what the Lord hath done. It is marvelous in our sight. What our God does, the victories we win, the miracles we experience, the peace that settles our hearts, what a mighty God we serve. So lastly, Miss Amber, I have to say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. Be not weary in your well-doing, for you, my righteous friend, shall reap if you faint not. That's all I have to say for this time, Miss Amber.
Well, thank you. I'm going to ask you to sit tight for a second. Tonight, listeners, we have a guest, a special guest. Now, for me, her name is Anita Allen, and for me, her story is the first time that I've ever been up close and personal with that horrible, dread disease, cancer. And I'm going to ask Pastor Porter to stay on because she was involved and wrapped up all into it. And how fitting your words, when, which is my favorite quote, my favorite saying of yours, when you said God wasn't sitting in heaven biting his nails and twiddling his thumb trying to figure out how he was going to work that out. That all panned out in my guest story, Danita Allen. So I'm going to welcome Danita Allen right now. Welcome, Danita.
Hello, hello.
I'm glad that you continue to be on. And your story is of belief and healing, and it's so, so incredible. And so before we really get into your story, just tell us a little bit about yourself so we'll know who Danita Allen is.
Well, first, I'd like to acknowledge my pastor, Pastor Carolyn Porter. So wonderful to hear you. And I'd like to thank you, Amber, for inviting me. My name is Danita Allen. I'm born and raised in our great city, Philadelphia. Schooled in Philly, alumni of Overbrook. I'm going to college just outside of Philly, college in Villanova. So, you know, Philly is my hometown. I'm still here. I work. I play. This is where I work. This is where I play. Philadelphia, and I work in the health insurance industry.
Great. Now, let's get down to this incredible, incredible story, healing. So you had cancer,
mm-hmm.
and it was a whole process that brought you to know that you had it, because you didn't even have it. So fill us in a little bit on what was going on in your life before you even knew you had this cancer.
Yeah. I was just living my life, going about my daily routine, work and school. And eventually I just started to feel sick. And my appetite decreased. I couldn't eat. I really couldn't hold any food. I mean, what is going on? I totally didn't understand it. I didn't mind not eating and losing the weight. I didn't mind that part. But, but you know, it's a problem. If you can't eat or you can only eat a bite of food or two a day, that's a problem.
Right.
And, you know, I started losing weight rapidly. And before that, I like to say, I just remember being in church one day and everyone was getting prayed for, and you know, I did receive a word from the Lord with some instructions for me. So I'm like, okay, I can't remember who it came through. If I think about it, I'll figure it out. But
really?
Actually, you know what, Pastor? I believe we
yes.
do, because you were preaching on Ruth that day. This was 20 years ago. Okay. You were preaching about Ruth. You were preaching out of the book of Ruth. So after you finished your word and you were praying for everyone, the word came to me for 40 days, for the next 40 days, eat only fruits, eat only vegetables, water, and fruit. I said, said, okay, well, you know, glory to God. I'll do it. And I did it. Yeah, it was something very different. You know,
Your phone kind of went out, so you said you were on, for the next 40 days, you had to eat fruits, vegetables, water,
and fruit
only
juice.
100% fruit juice.
100% fruit juice, right.
Do you remember that 20 years ago, Pastor Porter?
Oh, indeed I do. Indeed I do. I didn't remember that I preached on Ruth, or
you
from
did.
Ruth. But when Sister Allen came to the altar, I remember vividly that the Lord spoke to her before saying 40 days fast. He said, there is something on the inside. And he tapped her stomach. I remember tapping her stomach area. And the Lord said, and it needs to come out. The Lord said, it must come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, give me 40 days. And as she said, fruit, vegetables, water, and fruit juice. Nothing else.
Yes. And I'll even go a little even before that, before
mm-hmm.
that word. I was living in my mother's house, and I've been contemplating moving out, getting my own place. I'm like, I'm of age. You know, it might be time. I was ready to go. And even before the 40-day fast, another word had come to me saying, before you move, I'm going to move in you. And, oh, wait a minute, I didn't tell anybody I was moving. I did not tell anybody. This was only in my head. Right. It was only in my head. So for that to be revealed, you know, it was pretty amazing. And I didn't even know what that meant. I really didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know what the 40-day fast meant. I didn't know what it was for. But, you know, I was obedient to what the Lord said, and I did complete my fast. And, you know, eventually it was revealed that I had this large tumor in my belly. And so that's how the whole process got started and me being diagnosed. And like, oh, what is this big thing? I just remember feeling so weak one day that I went to the emergency room. And lo and behold, they said, okay, after all the tests and every poking and prodding and all this stuff, they diagnosed me with ovarian cancer. And it was pretty far along at that point as well.
I think you left out just a little bit of your own story that I think, like, I feel I have to speak up for, because he put you on a fast, correct,
mm-hmm.
for 40 days and 40 nights?
Yes.
But I, who was in the audience minding my own business, he put me on a fast with you.
Yes. And that's
who carried you through this whole thing. So for 40 days, I had to eat nothing but fruit, vegetables, water, and fruit juice. I just had to stick that here. You weren't left by yourself. I had to do it with you.
That's right. That's right. You did. And, you know, in the spirit, we were supporting each other. And after that, too, and it was not too long ago. Not too long ago, we had to do the same thing again.
Yeah. Again. Not too, you're right. The beginning of the year or last year, you got put on another fast.
Mm-hmm.
Me, sitting in the audience,
mind your own business.
Come up and join you with that fast, but it's okay. It's all good.
It's all good.
So, Pastor Porter, do you remember the title, the name of the cancer that they, how they named it? Because I believe you were there when
she got sick, when Danita became ill, and they went to the old osteopathic hospital emergency. I was lying on the bed, and one of her sisters called and said, they call me Aunt Carol. Then they said, Danita's sick. She's in at the hospital. And they said, please. I said, where? I'll be right there. And they said, please come. So osteopathy was only a matter of a hop, skip, and a jump from where we lived. I ran over, and I remember the doctor came out and asked for her mother. She was out of town at the time. Danita gave consent for her to speak to me, and she said that there was they found a mass in her stomach about the size of a football. A basketball. And she said it was called, they determined that it was a yolk sac tumor.
Your memory is amazing. Yes, that's right.
Listen, I was amazed. I was amazed. That's what. And then they said, as time went on, because we don't have, I don't want to take too much time, then they said that there were only, three physicians or two or three physicians that this was their specialty. Tumor removal, remember, Danita?
Yes.
In the world or in the United States. And, of course, neither of them were in Pennsylvania.
Not in Pennsylvania. There was one in Indiana. So I had to go to Indiana to see this specialist. So mom was, how are we going to do this? The flight, I just remember this, it cost $700 and something to get there per person. We don't have that kind of money. So, you know, the Lord gave my mother wisdom to look a different way, to look some alternative ways for me to get to, for us to get to Indiana. So she did her thing. She ended up finding this company that will fly people wherever they need to go to get their treatment. And so subsequently, I go to get treatment on a first-class private jet to Indiana. Private jet. A private corporate jet. And when we got off of the plane, there was a limousine waiting there for me, for us.
Yes.
That limousine took us to a first-class, a five-star hotel. And do I need to say we didn't pay anything for any of these things?
I was
going to
say, how much did all of this cost you?
That would be zero. We did not pay anything. So, like, when I think about it, I have to say, like, God provided me with a first-class healing. A private jet, a limo, five-star hotel for free. So, you know, God does everything well. He does well, and he can exceed our expectations. Yeah. So, yes, and went and got the evaluation. I had to have chemotherapy. I had to, after the four cycles of chemotherapy, I had to have the remaining mass removed surgically in Indiana. And, you know, the process was difficult. It was difficult at times, but I just remember the church mother, Mother Scott, praying for me and saying that I'm going to be okay. So that was all I needed to hear. I said, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And okay, that's it. There's enough said. And I just held on to that through the entire process. Hard, I lost all my hair. The nausea from the chemotherapy was worse than anything, worse than surgery, worse than all of it, was being nauseous and feeling sick all day long. So, but even through all of that, the words from the Lord were in my head, I'm going to be okay. And so I just held tight, I held fast to that, and I wasn't worried. I just knew I had to go through this process. So I also remember a friend telling me that her mother was diagnosed with cancer, and her mother's point of view was, oh, I'm going to die. That's it. I'm going to die. The woman died. So I said, well, the woman did die. But when I went through it, I said, I'm going to be okay. And I think that's the difference. You have to have that mindset and knowing that the Lord is on your side and that healing is the children's bread. We are entitled to healing as believers, as his children. We are entitled to that. That's our right and our privilege. And you know, holding on to that, you can get through anything. There's nothing too hard for God. You know, God can heal anything. And so if you keep that mindset, just go through the process, and you will come out okay.
Can I interject here? I just want to interject that when the Lord spoke to this young lady, firstly saying that there's something on the inside that needs to come out. Of course, I had no idea what it was, no idea at all. And about the fast, the part about 40 days, what happened in those 40 days initially, if Benita remembers, was she lost 27 pounds.
In those 40 days, just by doing the fruits and vegetables,
exactly. Just obeying God took those that weight, that poundage off of her. And when she went to the doctor, and she was so pleased, Anita was pleased, she said to me, "Do you think it would be all right if I continue?" And she did. And ultimately, when she got to the doctor's office, to ER, she was able to say that she lost not 27, but she had lost 80 pounds. And the doctors thought that that also was caused by this this mass, or this problem she was having. But it wasn't. We're talking about the process now. That was the process that God used to start shedding those pounds so that, and the doctor said, so that they could see and diagnose her case. The doctor said, had she not, when she came to understand that she didn't lose this weight because of the tumor, but had she not lost, they would never, this is what the doctor said, have been able to feel it or find it. Remember that?
I do.
So by losing, you know, it all worked together. All things worked together. For good, but all of that had to become part of the process.
And I didn't understand any of it. I didn't understand any of anything that was going on until it all was revealed.
Exactly. So I just wanted to stick that in. If you put all of the pieces together, then so he said, the Lord said, something in there that has to come out, and it came out after the fast, after the weight loss, after the doctors were able to see it, and here we are today, cancer free and believing God for greater.
Thank you, Lord. So it's been 20 years, Anita.
Almost
20 years. So what I mean, obviously we can, and I think as Pastor Porter just said it, and I might add that you wanted her to be on it because she was a vital part of this whole story. But as she just said, and I love the way you put it, a first-class healing. The lesson learned is obedience, you know, because he told you to do that.
Amen.
He put you on a fast. And because you were obedient, you lost the weight, and even though you weren't well and you went in, if you hadn't been obedient when you went in to see the doctor, they would not have been able to fill the mass there. And obedience is a major lesson you learn from this story. And did you have insurance during this time?
I did not. I was just a young woman just working a part-time job. I didn't have any insurance. I didn't know how I was going to pay for any of these things, but, you know, the Lord gave my mother wisdom to seek different programs and things in order to have everything paid for. We didn't pay for anything. We just paid for the food we needed to eat, and that was it.
Not even the surgery?
No. Nothing.
God.
Zero.
First class, a private jet for who was on the plane? The pilot, you and your mother?
There were some corporate people there, whoever worked for whatever company it was that provided the jet. So it was just us and a few other people in a jet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. It's a beautiful private corporate jet.
And then you had a beautiful limousine.
Yes, that's right.
And you stayed at a five-class hotel.
Five-star hotel. Mm-hmm.
Five-star.
Yeah.
And I was just rehearsing that because you said you were thinking, how are we going to do all this? How are we going to pay for this?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I relate that back to what Pastor Porter said in the beginning. She said, you know, God is not in heaven biting his finger now.
That's right.
He's not sitting up there twiddling his thumbs thinking about, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to work this out? The way of escape was already.
Already made the way.
For you. And not already made just a slim escape. It was a first class escape.
Mm-hmm.
I love your story so much. So did you learn any other lessons other than obedience?
Obedience is number one. And, you know, I haven't always obeyed. And so I've learned to obey. Like, that's number one. That's first. Because he sees what we don't see. I'm even going through a situation now where I'm being obedient to what I don't see why, I don't see how. I'm like, okay, I know better. And I need to obey what you say just because I know better. I've seen too much. So, and so I'm just really trying to be obedient to what the Lord has to say. And also, there have been times where I've gone through depression, and there was also a time, Pastor, I think also through you, and you were praying for all of us, and while I was going through this depression, the word came through that the problem was in my mind and the Lord was going to heal me. So anytime, like, depression is just like these overwhelming negative thoughts that just kind of take over you, and you feel powerless to control. You feel out of control. Why can't you get yourself out of this? So anytime those negative thoughts came into my mind, I thought, whoa, wait a minute. The Lord said he's going to heal me. Okay, next time it happened. Oh, wait a minute. This can't be happening. The Lord said he's going to heal me. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just was saying it. Wait, the Lord said he's going to heal me. Eventually, it went away. This made me even more emotional than talking about the cancer. You know, eventually those negative thoughts, those negative voices went away. And I said, that's what I really learned, is to meditate on his word. I didn't know what I was doing. I said, this can't be happening. He said he's going to heal me. So I just learned to meditate on his word, and you will see the manifestation of what he has for you.
Awesome. I wasn't aware of that one, but I love that, obedience and to meditate on his word and to change your focus. And I think you said earlier you were really strong on positivity, remaining positive to get you through that. You knew that, you know, if you were negative, then it would go negative. I love this story. It's like my first up close and personal, as I said in the beginning, with cancer. But I'm thankful that it was a happy ending. It was the conclusion of the matter. She was healed, and she still is healed. And we're so thankful for that. Thank you, Danita, for agreeing
thank
to share
you.
Your story. I know you're kind of shy. And thank you, Pastor Porter, for hanging on here to get those points that she was uncertain if she was going to hit or not, but thank you for chiming in and bringing
those
points in. And thank you both for being women of God and loving him and trusting in him. And until next week, I'll see you guys next Tuesday. You guys have a wonderful night. Listen, audience, good night, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.